This conference will now be recorded.
Great.
Hold on. I'm going to help Frank.
Oh, okay.
There's someone more inept than me. Yay. Thank you, Frank. Oh, and thank you, Tay, for facilitating this. That's really good. Thank you.
No problem.
How are we going to figure out who talks since we can't look at raised hands and all of that shit?
Well, I think Lee is still going to be serving his role as the mayor, and he will open up the floor for people to hang on to speak. Marty, I'm going to put myself on mute.
Okay.
Try again and
I'll have lost
for you. If not, call me. Okay. Bye.
Yes.
I just talked to Frank and gave him the phone number again. He's going to try right now to hook up again.
Okay.
Dick Cheney isn't on the line, is he? He's not listening in, is he?
Not yet. He hasn't patched in.
Okay.
Never mind. I just stepped on the phone. That was a phone back.
He's going to call in a jiffy.
Who we got here?
Oh, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, guys.
We're still waiting for a couple more folks, Lee.
Okay.
And I'll give us a rundown on who's on the line. And there are a few folks who I don't recognize, so I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves.
Is that... I think Lee was on speakerphone, so I just had to mute it and unmute.
Okay, does anybody else hear that noise?
Yeah, that's because you're on speakerphone. Everyone. You need to put your phone off of speakerphone.
Yeah, you have to speak directly.
I'm not on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Maybe somebody was.
If somebody's on
speakerphone. I was.
Okay, Tammy.
Okay.
It sounded like the giant answer.
Who do we got here? We got Kay, we got Marty, we got Sarah. Who else?
Lee. We have... Oh, go ahead, Sarah. Sorry.
You want us to do a rundown before everybody's on the line so that we do it again, or what?
I just see if we got everybody. Who we're missing?
We're missing.
Did you get Frank?
We're missing Frank. We're missing. No, we got you, John Buznich.
I think Frank's having troubles.
What about Sam? We got Sam.
Sam's on the line. Yes.
We're just missing Frank. We're just missing John. So, folks, if you could move to a quiet space without music, that would be great. If you are not, thank you. If you're not speaking, then you know, go ahead and mute yourself to minimize sound.
Okay,
Frank will join us in a few minutes.
Okay, so we got John Buzanitz. Are you here?
No.
We do not have John. We do not have Frank. That's all we don't have.
So we've got a quorum, though, right?
We do, but we know Frank is trying to get on the line.
He's coming down to the town hall. He can't get his phone to work, so let's give him a couple minutes.
Lee, do you have an ability to give John a ping to see if he is joining us?
John
Buzanich.
I thought he was on the line.
No.
John here?
John, are you on?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there he is.
Hi, John.
We've got everybody but Frank.
Lee, can I give you, like I suggested, can I give you a rundown on who's on the line? And there are two or three people on the line who we don't know who I think should introduce themselves. Can I do that?
Okay, sure.
All right. Okay, so you're right, Lee. We've got all the board members, Tay and Tammy, on the line. We know Frank is en route. We've got Kathy Grubbs on the line. And then we have John Grisham and G. Henners on the line. And John and G. Henners, G, it'd be great to know what your name is. And we'd like to know who you are, where you're from, and welcome. So John Grisham.
Sure. Hey guys, I'm Austin, says John, because that's my first name. I live in Plume now. I moved to town about 2 months ago. So permanent resident here, and thanks for having me.
Super, cool. And who
is... So you're Austin from Dave Williams' house?
Yes, Lee, that's me, your neighbor.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Cool. Who is G. Henners, please? Take yourself off mute and introduce yourself, please.
The one actually says offline, but I can't seem to remove it from the screen.
If this person's not going to introduce themselves, can we take them offline?
I try to. It won't let me remove it. I don't know why.
Is there a spelling? Do I need to note it?
H-E-N-N-E-R-S is the last name. G period is the first name.
Okay.
And I guess we just need to realize that this person, we don't know, and that is unfortunate, and it's a public meeting, so that's fine. It's rude. Sorry. So Lee, anyway, it's up to you now. You know who's on the line. And Austin, welcome.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, so what about Chris Fry? Is he here?
Yes, he is. Everybody, those folks that I said.
I just didn't, I hadn't heard him. So, good. So let's call this meeting in order, and we'll make a note when Frank gets here to the town hall. It's 7:05. Everyone is present except for Frank, who's on his way. And then we've got a motion to approve the agenda, I think, because of the problems that we're having here with this thing. Does anybody have any updates to the agenda? I'd note that item 5 and item 6 and item 8 have been tabled.
I would like to leave item 6 in.
Okay, so, item 6 we'll leave in.
And all right. Lee, I just want to make one suggested change, and that is instead of having the staff updates, that you and I just provide a brief update on
that's our, fine.
Sounds good.
I didn't see staff updates on here. Am I missing that?
Under administrative item.
Oh, 8:15. I got it. Okay. All right. That sounds good. So does anybody have any additions they want to make to the agenda?
Yes. The community trash pickup. All right. Yeah. As long as they're on there.
So that's number 6. We'll take that up.
Correct. Mike. You bet.
Okay. Anybody else? So let's take a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Moved.
Marty moves.
Sarah seconds.
Sarah seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes unanimously. Let's go to public comment. Austin, are you just sitting in or do you have a comment?
No, I mean, based on the agenda, I mean, I'm here really here about the coronavirus update, kind of what we're planning and doing for that, and then election stuff. So nothing to comment on. I'll just listen in and jump in if need be.
Okie doke. So next matter is bill payment. I don't have a bill list here. Does everybody have a bill list?
Yeah, Tim sent it around.
I emailed it. Did you guys get it?
I did.
Okay. I have to do that wire transfer. All right, let's take a look at the bill, the bills here.
Lee doesn't have the bills.
Wow.
Who doesn't have the bills?
I don't, and I abdicate to those who are more learned and competent than me.
I will bring you a copy of it, Marty, next time I bring you stuff, drop it off.
Is Marty the only one who doesn't have the bills?
No.
Sam, Chris, do you have the bills?
Yes, I have the bills.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got them.
Okay. So, the bills total out $23,000. The only unusual one is there's $1,100 for the gas main installed. That's for the town shop.
$1,100.
And then we pay our water lease in one lump sum. Okay. So that's the big one. And then we've got this loan payment. That's our biannual loan payment to the Colorado Power Authority. That's $3,500. That's a $7,000 payment. We pay it once now. We pay it once, I believe, in July or something like that. Does anybody have any questions about any of the bills?
I just, Lee, I just wanted to make sure we had all of Milo's. We do. Yeah. Nope, I have no questions.
All right, let's take a motion to approve the bills.
I so move.
Second.
Sarah moves. John seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
I abstain. Okay.
Marty abstains.
No, I don't.
Chris abstains.
Chris abstains. Okay.
You didn't see my hand raised?
I'm trying to recognize everybody's voices here as I go. Okay. All right, let's go to the, and let everybody know that Frank is now a Riven. And if you got your phone, we'll try and hook you up, Frank. Okay, so next we got a coronavirus update. So I don't know if everybody's heard, but they put a total lockdown in Denver today. They closed all the liquor stores and pot shops, but then they reopened them within an hour based on public outcry.
I'm Frank, can't hear us. Hey, can I put us on speaker on one phone? Will that mess the whole thing up?
I give him the number so he knows how to do it. Okay. Sarah, do you know where we stand on the food reserve that Billy was going to do?
Yes, yes. Quickly, we have finished the boxes, or Billy has finished the boxes. There are 10 two-week doses for an individual, and they're all sealed up and available at the large town hall downstairs. What we have posted, I think, in four different locations that we welcome people who need them and have directed them to call me because I didn't know who else to have them call. What we would plan to do, and any of this I will appreciate input on for the time being, is to essentially document who they are, their phone number, when they have started to request the food, and we would work individually with them to monitor and deliver as needed. We would request they would let us know when they recovered/got out of quarantine so that we have some some sense of, you know, the work we've done and that we've encouraged people to stay in place while we have taken care of their nutrition needs. And Lee, I would say Marty might have a quick update as well on frozen foods.
Correct. Loveland, as I last heard, I'm waiting for an update from them, is clearing out their stores, both frozen and non-perishable. They have indicated that probably this week they will be coming and depositing some of those items. Tim Hammett has plugged in the one freezer, which is not blocked by chairs, and I told him when he wants to, I'll help him move the chair. So we'll have two freezers plus the refrigerator upstairs for storage capabilities for those foods, and I will update as that is accomplished. I think we should discuss how to provide access to those items for people, and let's go with that. I am available most of the time, although my cell phone, Verizon, and I spent a wonderful hour together, absolutely not one fucking thing, because when I try to answer, it ignores me. Sometimes. So right. Anyway, that's a personal issue. So they can, you know, if you want to give out my landline number, that would, or however you see fit, I would be more than glad. And someone text me, right, that's it, not email, text me the combination so I can help facilitate that. I realize
you don't need it, Frank, just push his pound. Okay, so Marty, what is your landline number?
303-569-2952, and tell them not to be scared about my message.
And Lee,
yes.
Lee, Tay has would like to say something.
Go ahead, Tay.
Now we have Frank.
You're muted.
Yeah, kind of. Tay, you're muted.
There's one extra freezer in the town shop should we need it. It apparently works and can be plugged in and rolled out, just in case we need that.
Okay. And I know they're going to other places. They're going to the food bank in Idaho Spugs. And so I just don't know at this point if and how much, et cetera. And I will notify the mayor pro temptress when I get that information.
Okay. Well, Marty, we'll have you as the contact person. And then let's get Tim also. I've got Tim's number, Tammy, so I'll give that to you.
And Tim's cell phone would be the best number to utilize.
Right. I have a cell phone.
Okay.
Okay.
You betcha.
Then with respect to the rest of this, we're going to close town hall to the public. Other than that, we're just following county guidelines as far as I'm aware. I'm not aware of us putting us in anything special except for our emergency declaration, which is further down on the agenda.
Can Tay
anybody
say
else have any? Yeah, go ahead, Tay.
We did work with Craig today to get the resources that Tammy made sure that we pulled together onto the town's website too. So we've got the reverse 911 link up there and the link that goes to just the Clear Creek County's updates, which has the latest stuff. We didn't want to repeat anything. And I threw in there a little blurb about if anybody needs food or assistance or what have you, they could contact us through there if they needed to, but it's just it's an option.
Yep, and Lee, we have, and Tammy has encouraged people to get absentee ballots, and that went out as part of the mailing that Tay just referenced. So we are doing the best we can to encourage people to vote before the day of the election. But Tammy, if you want to weigh in, please do. But she's essentially setting us up for, you know, having the drive-by capabilities on the day of for voting.
So. The absentee ballot request went out. They have to be back by the 3rd. Then
the sooner the better.
And then we're going to do drive-by balloting where you come up, show your ID, get checked off, get your ballot, and then give it to the next person. Basically, that's what it's going to work, right, Tammy?
That's if you don't get your ballot in absentee.
Right.
I hope that you put your request in as soon as possible so you can mail it back. But if you pick it up on April 3rd, you're going to have to bring it and drop it in the ballot box or in the door at town hall.
Okay. All right.
I have a question on that. If we are staying home as much as possible and do not have a copying machine in our homes, how do we provide valid identification other than, you know, hey, I know her or I know him?
That requirement's been taken off the application, and
you do not need
to worry about that at all.
Okay.
Just need to be registered to vote so I can verify you on the list, then I'll send out a ballot.
So just contact you and say, mail me a ballot, and voila.
Yes, you should be getting a form in the mail.
I got the form for requesting.
You got them out. Yes.
Right, so I fill out the form, put it in the slot, and then get mailed to me. Okay, thank you.
I mail you the ballot.
That's correct.
Okie doke.
Okay.
You betcha.
And the election is April 7th. Everybody's aware of that. Other than that, we're just simply following county guidelines unless somebody else has some input that I'm unaware of.
I have a question. I assumed it was the 6th, but obviously I'm wrong then. It's the 7th. Thank you for that.
Tuesday the 7th.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anybody else got any input on that? Okay. The next, we have the resolution number 2020-02. This is an emergency resolution declaring this a local disaster. This is something that all the local communities are doing. It simply makes it available that hopefully we can get some funding or something, but I'm not sure exactly what we've just been advised to do this. I'll take a motion to approve the emergency. Oh, wait a minute.
I did send it to Barbara Green this afternoon, too, and she approved it as to form.
Okay. So let's take a motion to approve resolution 2020.
So moved.
Who is that?
Marty.
Marty. John seconded it. Frank thirds it. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. This next thing is kind of funky, but it is. It's an emergency rule regarding the open records request, because we have to answer those in, what, a couple days or 10 days or something?
3 days.
3 days. So what we've done is we've just put a rule in there saying that any open records request will be done in the ordinary course of business, and we'll get to it when we get to it, that no staff has to come to the office to check on records requests outside the ordinary course of business. I'm not aware, you know, once in a while we get these bogus records requests where these people make these requests so they can get us on their website. I'm not sure whether we've had any other ones recently. Have we, Tammy?
Not recently, but the same payroll one is going around to other clerks.
Oh, it is. So what that is this company, and they're from back east somewhere, they send us an email making an open records request that they want all the payroll information that we have. We haven't given it to them to date. We just say, we don't know who you are. We're not just going to give you our payroll information. And we haven't heard back from them. So that's really the only open records request that I'm aware of that we've had in the last 6 months.
Question
but,
on that.
But,
whenever. Okay.
Go ahead.
Could we include in our emergency resolution that that request will be addressed at a time when, assuming some of us are left alive to answer their request, when the emergency is over with or has been resolved? But right now we don't have time to wait with your, you know, stuff.
That's essentially what it says.
Okay.
It essentially says that we're not going to respond pursuant to the statute, that we're going to do it in the ordinary course of business, and we're not going to force people to come to the town hall to find those records. So you get it when you get it.
Thank you.
Anybody else got any questions on that? All right, let's take a motion to approve the emergency rule regarding the Colorado Open Records request.
So moved.
Sam. Second.
Okay, so Sam put it in there. Sarah seconded. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. I can't read this. What's it say about community planning strategies for TJ? Did he? Oh, we forwarded that email to everybody from TJ. So that went to my office. I didn't even see it. So
it's just on hold for now.
Okay.
We're not doing a site visit, but as of Monday last week, my roof is blowing off in giant pieces again. So.
John Buzanitz. Okay.
A local okay. bid from a contractor.
All right, animal control. Marty, we tabled that the last time. I tabled again.
And I believe
you were
going to
look at that.
I looked at it. I looked. The ordinance itself has been rewritten since the one that I wrote back in, I forget when, but I rewrote it. And it's a good year. It's a reasonable one. I made a few changes. The contract I'd like to go over and then somehow distribute it. I would suggest tabling it until we get back to semi-normal or as normal as we do in this fine.
That's fine. So we'll table that to the first meeting in April. Community trash pickup bears.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What's going on? Has anybody seen a bear?
Yeah, Claudia has a bear track.
Claudia has mentioned to me that she has seen bear tracks. There are a number of issues with community trash pickup. A few people had inconsistent trash pickups. It's going back to the norm. Of, you know, fuck this town, we have our transfer station. I would like to entertain a motion. If they miss one fucking day, we charge them that $100 and institute a fine. It has been going on way back when, and I know that through whatever ownership that may be part of the sales agreement, is that, hey, pick up trash if you want to. That's one item. The community dumpster, that is next to the town shop has had issues in terms of the ability to maintain security. I understand that, one, the door kind of has problems sliding at times, and two, the bear has removed a handle, someone told me. I haven't
All
looked at
handles.
It myself. Pardon?
There are no handles on the doors anymore.
Okay, I would address the company along with that other issue in making that secure since it is now bear season. I looked at the Georgetown, and I read through, I didn't just look at it and then, you know. I do not believe we have an audience, or we may have an audience, an ordinance. Earlier, or right after bear season, or during bear season, I suggested we use the $9,900 in fines to purchase a number of bear-proof individual cans, which we could then come up with a way of distributing them, maybe, you know, $10 a month to citizens, $20 a month to citizens, to give them an opportunity because, you know, the bears are going to get into most of the trash cans anyway, rather than write an ordinance. And I'm open to, if an ordinance is, the board feels an ordinance is justified, then by gum, I will support any action of this fine group or the next fine group. But I would like to pursue that option for the citizens of this town. In addition to that, Claudia has mentioned, and other people who live up the hill, I saw Cynthia dragging a can down to where it can be picked up, her garbage can. I would like to discuss in the future the feasibility of providing those citizens who are not served by, you know, the slackers up there at the transfer station, perhaps we can, and I would volunteer certainly to assist with that, maybe pick up their trash cans and bring them down to a designated location where those folks can pick them up. Perhaps we can somehow provide service for them. And again, I don't want to you know, spend a lot of time on that, but those are just things that came to mind.
Don't they start to pick up trash up the hill beginning in May? So we've only got another month.
No, yep. They don't pick up. They do?
Yeah, they pick it up in the summer. It's only in the winter that they don't do it.
Okay, I did not understand what Claudia was telling me then, that it's just until the roads are passable.
So I want to say it's May to November.
It's May to November.
Right.
Okay, so they will be going up the hill to Claudia's and Cynthia's and all of those folks. Okay.
When they can park up there simply.
Mountain Street as well.
Yes.
And Mountain
Mountain Street,
West.
Silver Street.
And Brooklyn Heights.
Yes, and Brooklyn Heights.
Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, they don't.
Okay. Anyway, so okay, then remove that last idea. But
as everybody knows, one of the problems we have is we can't find people because we don't have a court. So that's kind of, but I kind of missed what you were saying about the other thing. So you want to do, go to the company and talk to them about providing bear-proof containers if you're willing to pay extra money. Is that what you were saying, Marty?
No. What I would like the town to do, we collected $9,900. Am I correct in that in previous fines for them doing something else or not doing something else or whatever the hell.
Correct.
Okay. I would like to use part of those funds for the town to purchase individual bear proof residential containers. I would like to have the waste management or whatever, the waste, you know, whatever, the Nouveau Waste, whatever the fuck they're called, consult as to whether or not they're willing to pick those up, because they will have to actually open them due to the security nature of those things. I would also think of a way so that this is not an ongoing, just a gift to people, to say, hey, you know, can you, you know, what a reasonable fee for the months during bear season before they go nai-nai again, to say, okay, you can lease a bear-proof trash can from us for, and I don't know what these are, you know, something reasonable, $15, $10, whatever is reasonable, we'll recoup the cost. Now, these are fairly pricey. The ones I looked at when I had access to a computer were decent ones, were between $200 and $300. I don't know whether our transfer station folks can provide us with something that would be satisfactory for a better price. I think they should be contacted and give them a first shot at it. So that is what I would like. That is my proposal from way back then, and in order to give people an opportunity to not have their trash, because if people are, even if they put them out early and they go to work at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning, bears are semi-nocturnal. I've seen them at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I've seen them. So they're going to get to the garbage if they're really hungry. The other thing that you said that I don't know whether you were, when you said you missed something, was creating a secure and workable version of a bear-proof municipal dumpster next to the town shop, and contact Waste Bubbas or Bubettes, to be gender appropriate, in order to make that, one, feasible for people to open fairly easily, and also a secure locking system, so that once people were placing trash in there that might entice bears, that it can be secured. So that was the earlier thing that I brought up. And if we can't find them, I just would like to contact them with a, what the fuck is wrong with you people, again, kind of message. If we can't.
So Tammy, let's send them a letter about bear. It's bear season again, and we'd like to get bear-proof trash cans both at the park and at the town shop. And then we would like to have some discussions with them concerning making bear-proof containers available to the citizenry, and whether, you know, we could coordinate through the town or through, and however they want to do it. Something along those lines. If you'll send them an email, I'll sign it.
If I may, the one at the park throughout the summer season has worked out very well. Kathy, if you would chime in, has that been your experience also, since you see that a lot more often?
Kathy, we can't hear you.
I feel like I'm at a board of directors meeting for a homeowners association.
Right.
No, it's not that bad. I don't give a shit what color your door is. God damn it.
No, what I mean by that is all these homeowners associations over Winter Park and everything, all those people live out of state. So they
right.
do their quarterly meetings in this fashion.
Oh, good Lord.
That's all I mean.
Wow.
I just miss all of your smiling faces and the positive interaction I've come to love over the years.
Yeah. So have we heard from Kathy? Kathy, are you there?
She's off mute, but we can't hear her. Oh, there you are, Kathy. Try it again. Is anybody else hearing Kathy?
No.
Okay.
But I've been at the museum. I work at the museum. And as far as I've seen, the current one is working. Of course, people who do occasionally come over there and use it to fill it up with construction debris compromise that ability, and I think that's something we need to address with citizens, saying, stay the fuck away with your goddamn drywall, et cetera.
Lee, can I
add sir?
Yeah, if in this note to the transfer station, we could also remind them that it would be helpful if they provided regular service. There are those of us who went for 3 weeks without a pickup.
Okay. And then renew in there, please review your agreement as it relates to fines and penalties. So put that at the end so they know that we're... When did that happen? I wasn't aware of that. Was that recently?
Yeah, I didn't get pickup until last Tuesday for 3 weeks preceding.
Oh.
Do they know where you live?
So anyway.
Mine hasn't been picked up. I've been going on a month now.
Really?
Yeah.
Then let's make that a little more forceful about that. We are also receiving numerous complaints about trash not being picked up on a weekly basis. Please refer to your operating agreement regarding fines and penalties if they need to be imposed.
Super. Kathy just chimed in on the chat and said the cans at the park work except when they're filled with construction garbage.
Gee!
So what happens when they fill it with construction garbage, that they don't close the doors? Is that what happens?
They can't.
Correct. That's
or
correct.
They can't.
Yeah.
And the trucks that dump the dumpsters do not have a way to put trash that's fallen out into the truck. It has to be dumped in there from the dumpster. They don't put it in there, you know, from the bottom of the truck.
I gotcha.
We could ask them to leave their doors open during bear season so they can go to the buffet instead of the town.
We could go back. We could go back to that, Marty. You fought so long and hard to have them do that, and now
I know. I'm just. You know,
we can go coping. Back to that.
My coping mechanism. Damn it! Back off.
All right. Anybody else got anything about the Bears?
Yes, I do.
Frank, go ahead.
This is Frank speaking. In a letter to homeowners, we should mention that people should not be putting out feed for animals. I've got a neighbor up in Brooklyn Heights who is currently feeding the deer with a couple of troughs of grain. But as soon as the bears discover that, so we ought to mention no outside feeding of wildlife.
You ought to call the game warden, Frank.
Yeah, no, that's...
Right.
Well, that'll get the bears in trouble. What I suggest is smearing their testicles or their genitalia with honey.
Well,
staking them in front of their fucking houses.
Well, I know, but call the game warden and say, this guy's feeding deer. and get him out right there, maybe they'll go and take a knock on his door. Who's that?
That's correct. He's baiting animals. The gate warden will pay him a visit.
Excellent. It's Rich Mitch.
Oh, what a dick.
It's our friend Rich Mitch that's feeding the deer the last couple of weeks.
I'll volunteer to go talk to him.
Yeah, okay. That'd be great.
All right, I'll discuss it, and I will not be my churlish self if that's within keeping of our lockdown. That's the only question I have.
Okay,
I could go up there and cough on him.
General service agreement. So I saw this. Kay, you want to spill on us what's going on here? I know that you were out of town. Are you back in town? You're not even back in town.
I haven't got back yet.
Isn't the border closed?
It's closed to non-citizens or people that have visited Europe and outside of the North American continent, which Americans and Canadians only know as America, United States, and Canada. In any case, that's just a written communication between Jerry and the town. I talked to CERSA, and they said as long as we have an agreement between a contractor, when they're using our equipment, they're covered by our insurance. And so it's a very general thing that says, yes, we've approved you to plow snow when it snows, whatever. And I it's just so we have something formal in writing.
Okay.
I have a clarification question. Are the volunteer system, are we covered also,
yes,
number one? And this is just in a situation such as this where you can't or you're not in town.
We've given all of our names to CERSA, so we're all
great. Okay. Thank you.
This is what I've discussed with you guys, Lee and Sarah, of just like making sure if I'm not in a space where I'm going to be available that I have number one, number two, number three, including the volunteers as a backup list.
Okay.
So if anybody has any questions, they can ask me.
So has Jerry signed off on that?
Yes, he has.
Okay. All right, moving on. We can skip number 9.
Actually, number 8, we can just take off the list because they wanted their comments by the 25th, and I didn't get any comments from anyone. I emailed it twice.
We don't care about Clear Creek zoning regs.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. I was going to say that, but I'm glad someone else did.
Well, we were going to have our own zoning issues. I mean, I see they broke ground up there for the cell tower. Did anybody see that?
Uh-huh. The little building, not the tower, but the building.
I guess that's for the. I guess that's they're digging for the foundation. I guess it looks like it's. I thought it was just a slab on grade, but it looks a little bigger than that. And then the rest of that we're holding up. Sarah, I know you've got a building permit, so yours has been approved already.
No, Lee, what was approved was 2 years ago, and it was for me to replace the chimney and upgrade the roof and tear down the side buildings. And so what's happening now is a piece of that, but that has nothing to do with the...
Oh, okay.
And so that's
I just bring this up because we're putting all that stuff on hold for the time being. Until the 17th of April. So I don't know whether you're in any kind of a rush, Sarah. And John, yours has already been approved, so you're good, right?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know what's happening with the reverberation there. Are other people hearing that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so if anybody's on speaker, can you get off speaker? That might be it. But, just real quickly, Lee, I mean, of course I'd like to proceed, but they can't do anything for a little while anyway because of ground. So, and I totally understand and wouldn't want us to continue at a difficult...
We'll try and do what we can to get that zoning board put together quickly and so we can...
Like this.
If we have to, we'll do it like this. It's hard for everybody to look at plans, though.
It'll be at least after the election, though.
Okay.
We're a little too busy.
So
we're
just going to put all that stuff on hold till the round 17.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. Next, staff updates. So I want to thank everybody for their input on the updates with Tammy and Tay. We met with both Tammy and Tay, went through their respective goals and where they are. It was very fruitful meetings. Everybody gave good comments, and there was no snarkiness or anything like that, and it went well. Both Tammy and Tay came out in good stead. Tammy had a little bit of a shortcomings on some of her computer things, but that's really not so much her fault as just the way the system has been running with respect to this water. What's that called?
The cell.
But that's going to get old. It's just old, so we had to get everything updated on the whole of her computers, and she'll have that up and running here shortly. Tay got good marks from everybody on the majority of stuff. She's met all of her goals. What we told both Tammy and Tay over the next several months was to put together their goals, not over the next several months, over the next several weeks, rather, their goals for the next 6 months. So we would do this again in June or July. That anybody else who has any input as to what they would like to see, we're also requesting that. I know Tay's looking into doing the roads or the road grader and things of that nature. And so they're going to put together a list of projects and where they think they want to be. And then we're hoping that everybody else will jump on the bandwagon and give us some of the things that they are still requiring. Sarah, I'm going to turn this over to you and let you take it from there.
Yeah, just providing a little bit more reminder context. You folks will remember that we did this discrete 3-month interim review as a way to get synced up again with a more regular routine review process. And this was something that was suggested by our attorneys. We designed the process based on their input. Our Lee's suggestion of the next 6-month period is kind of the next test zone for each of our employees. And our hope would be within the year to essentially turn it over to an annual process with, of course, you know, regular check-ins, helpful conversations, etc., with staff, but less formally. We would integrate it with some kind of review system that would be based in a similar way around a set of goals and anticipated tasks. But so this first year is going to be more intense as we've envisioned it, and it will transition to more of an annual review kind of thing so that our time is better focused. It's because it's a lot of work to do a 3-month and a 6-month for everybody, staff and board members. I will also just add that we went through carefully the comments that all of you provided, and of course there were some constructive criticisms and suggestions, and we went over those with each individual as well. And I think that input was received very well. Over to you, Lee.
I don't really have anything else on this. I want to thank Tay and Tammy both for their input, and I thought it was very beneficial for everyone. There was a lot of clearing of the air, and everybody's looking forward to the next year ahead of us in the spirit of cooperation, and hopefully things will keep moving forward. So that's really all that I have to say about that. I don't know whether Tammy have anything you want to say, or Tay?
I would just like to thank her for her help this week. I don't think we could have thrown this meeting together and gotten the remote access set up with all the other things we've had to get to. So thank you very much. and also for the website access so we can get the word out to people.
So, and I just, I never even realized we had this problem with this website until today. Yeah, but I've never heard of not owning your own domain, but I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff.
Just to chime, if you don't mind me chiming in on that, I did speak with Craig, and he was simply being very protective, which rightfully so. I'm trying to accomplish the same thing. I think it took us way too long over email because it was resolved in 10 minutes with a phone call. So 79 emails later and one phone call, it's all toot sweet. Good to go.
All right. And then I don't know. I know that never mind, I lost my train of thought. Okay.
Yeah,
anybody else got any comments they'd like to make?
Yeah, I have one question and one comment or suggestion. Earlier I talked about I would like to just ensure, and I don't know whether it's on your list, Tay, that by next winter, and I'm not being sarcastic, I appreciate all of the work you've put in with the sander, that we do have a sander, because old people like me, it's real easy to sleep, and that stretch slip, not sleep, slip and then sleep forever.
Marty, I can tell you that was one of the immediate goals that Tay set forth in our meeting that we had. She's going to figure out some type of a hoisting mechanism in the shop to hoist that thing up so it's a one-person deal to get it in and out. And so that was one of her immediate goals. So she was ahead of you.
Okay, thank you.
And now your comment.
That isn't that hard to be ahead of me. at, you know, my age and pace of thinking and moving. The other thing I had, so I noticed there's a no parking sign by the gazebo, and I understand that there's a vehicle there that has been there forever and may or may not be immobile or whatever, but it is a legal vehicle. I checked the license plate. Would it be, does it make sense to try and maybe put that sign up at the coffee bar? At that corner, because that's so dangerous coming down
I've
Silver
talked
Street.
To, I talked to, sorry, the name is, what's his name, Lee?
And Tammy. Johnny.
Johnny. I talked to Johnny, and he said he was going to get it towed a while ago. Okay. And I am trying to figure out what to do with that space, and I haven't had time to talk to him again.
Sure.
But we might, if he can't tow it, we might have to tow it just somewhere where there's more space on the road, because it's hard.
Sure.
It really bottlenecks that area. And the intention for that space there is a no overnight parking from the bridge all the way to the town hall. So that leaves that space kind of open for like meetings and people that are visiting and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I just kind of, that's all. Thank you for clarifying that. And
the two no parking on the corner signs are going to go up by the coffee shop and by the post office or by the registrar's house. They're going to be shorter signs, and they won't be the bright red ones. They're a little more towny. The coffee shop actually pitched in some money for making that happen, so they're not the.
Right.
So those have the post holes already dug. They just need to be put in now. Now that
okay.
I think the hole should be unfrozen, so maybe not now that it's snowed. I don't
not
know
overnight. They don't.
Right. So
yeah,
those are ready to go in too. The all the other signage that needed to go up that was already had posts in that went up, but there's some more posts that need to be dug this year. So
okay.
or
Thank
sorry,
you,
holes
Ruth.
That need to be dug this year.
Okay, well, thanks okay. for that clarification and especially.
Anybody else have any comments? All right, let's prove the minutes of February 24th.
I move to approve the minutes of February 24th.
Second.
And approved. Marty seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
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 And let's approve the minutes of March 9th.
So moved.
Marty
Second.
Moves. Sam seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then I want to take a moment to thank you all for working so diligently over these past 6 years that I have been the mayor. And I want to wish you all the best of luck in your upcoming elections. And I know that no matter how it comes out, that everybody would do a fine job and keep this town running like it's ran like a well-oiled machine for the last 100 years. I do want to thank everyone for all their hard work, and I want to wish everyone the best of luck in the election. And with that, this meeting's adjourned.
Okay, good. I have a comment.
Yeah, we have things to say. Marty, are you going to say something?
Yeah, I want to just thank Lee for his years of service, and I would like to thank everyone for putting up with my somewhat aberrational behavior, but especially everyone on this board, even when we had disagreements and got cantankerous, it's been a joy and a pleasure to work with you. And it, as strange as it may sound, that is not said in with an element of sarcasm. That's totally something I mean from the bottom of my heart. And I know that anyone who is willing to be on this board has a commitment to town, to this town and this community, that I really appreciate. And on many levels, not just in this board meetings, they have demonstrated that. So I want to thank you all, especially the mayor and the mayor pro temptress for her work on this evaluative process. And that's about it. I'm going to shut the fuck up now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck, everybody. Some more.
You have been a wonderful, wonderful mayor. And I think you've beaten yourself up too much over the last few months. I just think you are so damn sharp. You know the town. You know the history. And you've provided really solid loving in an appropriate way guidance for us, and I think the world of you, and just add this to Marty's.
Well, and Sam, like Donald Trump, if you need some help in the future, feel free to call in those past mayors. Good luck, everyone. Meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Bye. Lee.
Okay.
Thanks, Tay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank everyone, and Tay especially, to make this something that even a Luddite like myself could actually participate in. So thank you so much.
Some of us.
It's a historic moment. I think we'll put that down special in a minute.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Tay.
Fellow.
All right, are we done? Can I go, are we done?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
We're done.
All right. Thank you, everyone, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, or I'll see you at the election or something like that.
Thanks. Hey, take care.
Bye-bye now.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
We still have Frank on here, so I'm going to end the meeting, I think.
I think you even shut the thing off. What is it? I was what's so strange?